Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had so many different questions. How do I record an episode? Where do I find background music? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other places people like to listen? Where do I find advertisers? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and 100% ridiculously easy to use. I use Anchor for OT Talk with Mr. T and the PAL with Tani G, and I love it. It's so easy to use. It's so wonderful, and everyone should use it. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start, and I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T. This is your host, Mr. T. This time we wanted to talk sensory, so let's talk sensory. A big thing in occupational therapy, especially in different settings and different locations, is sensory integration, which was founded by Jane Ayers. A different outlook on how to deal with different difficulties, where there's all this information that's coming into the body, that's coming into the brain, and it might not be integrated and brought into the body properly. So what we try to do through therapy is to try to give different outlets and different outputs for that, and to allow it to be better integrated into the body, to make it very simple. But if we move back a second and just think about what sensory means, there are actually 7 sensory systems in the body. We know about the big 5, and then there's really 2 other ones. So there's hearing, there's seeing, there's smelling, there's tasting, there's touching. And there's also what we call vestibular and proprioceptive. Vestibular is like your movement sense, or your body in space and how the body interacts with space and moves around. And then there's proprioceptive, which is really joint sense and joint movement and how your joints interact with the environment. So we really have 7. And sensory integration seeks to find a way that the information outside the body can actually be brought into the body properly. A lot of kids, especially kids that have autism or different difficulties, sometimes with ADHD or Down syndrome, there are underlying factors that could be sensory processing difficulties, sensory processing disorders, sensory integration disorders. There's many different types of things that we should really think about to integrate for these types of kids. Some kids might be what we call seekers, where you see them constantly reaching out or constantly trying to get things because their body craves it, their body needs it. A kid that we think might need hugs, strong hugs, could be because he needs that proprioceptive input. He needs to feel strong input into his body, whether he's being squeezed or hugged in some manner. For example, for myself, at weddings, I personally have to close my ears because I believe, obviously it's never been proven, I believe I have auditory sensitivity. For me, hearing very loud things is very overwhelming and very difficult for me. So if you ever see me at a wedding with my wife or my kids, you might see me holding my ears because I can't handle such loud noise. So a lot of kids do that. A lot of kids might reach out and just touch, because maybe they're seeking tactile, the touch sense. And some kids might be what we call avoiders, where they can't handle things, they don't want things. And some kids might be difficult in bath time because maybe they hate the feeling of water. Maybe they hate how the water is applied to them. Or maybe they're trying to avoid other stimuli or other things coming into them that really is intolerable for them. It really is not possible for them to appreciate and use it and integrate it into their own bodies. So when it comes to sensory integration, there are different methods and different manners that can be applied and talked about. And I wanted to just introduce the idea this time and to touch upon some things that I've seen and done in the past few years. Again, I've only been with the city schools for a few years, but everything that we could think about and do together, whether as listeners or as me trying to explain, can be helpful. So let's try to talk about it. And then, God willing, we'll continue in future segments. We might break this up into a few parts. So, for example, in my school where I go, that it has special needs for half the week, I like to bring a sensory activity For me, that's on Mondays. It's a nice way to start the week. I like to bring a group activity that all the kids can benefit, because the kids that I see in that class, there are 6 children in that class, and they all, I believe, have sensory needs. I really believe we all have sensory needs, and we all can benefit from sensory. Just think about walking into Bed Bath & Beyond and choosing pillows and pillowcases and choosing blankets. You know, we're not going to choose the blankets that feel like a porcupine's back. You know, we're going to feel the comforter. We're going to feel that it's soft. We're going to want that it's soft. Even when we want to have a pleasure experience or smell in the home, we're not going to go for acrid smells. We're going to go for good smells, pleasant smells. That's why they don't sell smells that smell like sweat or like putrid air from smog and from pollution. They sell smells that smell good because it triggers and helps us smell and feel good from the smells. So for kids like this during the week on Mondays, what I try to do is I try to bring in activities. So we do different sensory hands-on things. So one week we did make a face, because the school has a theme every month, and that was all about me was the theme. So we made a face out of rye bread. We cut off the outside, and then we used food coloring, and the kids had to squeeze the materials, and then they could touch the materials, they could touch the face, and it was edible because it's food dye and food coloring, and like decorative icing. And that was a way to make the face. And that was nice, and they enjoyed it. Another time we made oobleck, which is a really fun thing that's made out of cornstarch and water. It's like 2 parts cornstarch to 1 part water, or vice versa. You can experiment with it. But it's a really interesting, tangy type of material that you could play around with. And it's just a nice material, and it feels interesting, and it feels nice to play with. Again, these segments, I'm going to try to keep them to a few minutes, but the 5 to 10 minute range, they might go to sometimes. So hopefully you'll still join us and bear with us. This time, though, sensory, there's so much to talk about. I just wanted to give a few things before continuing another time. Another week, though, for sensory, we made Play-Doh together. It's very easy to find recipes. You could even find no-bake Play-Doh. And Play-Doh, as I said before, is such a wonderful medium, such a wonderful type of tactile experience, and it could be so helpful. You could use utensils with it, and when it's homemade, you know, you can make it and you could dye it or you could not dye it, and you could choose how it is formed. Another time we used whipped cream. Shaving cream is a really good medium to use to write with. It's good for practicing letters, it's good for practicing writing, and it's good for shapes. But if you want to make it that you don't have to worry about it being eaten, it could be edible. You can use whipped cream, which is a similar texture, and we use it on balloons. You can make faces out of it, and you can use it as a like. And the last idea I'll give just for now is that we even use things such as Mundo and sand. All these things you can find on Amazon, and these are really nice materials to play with and use, and we could put manipulatives or objects in it, or figurines or figures in it, and it's just a very cool medium and very nice hands-on things that could be used. And a last thing, a very famous thing in OT, is the sensory bin, or the rice bin, which is different objects are inside a bin, and kids who need the ability to adapt to touching these things, because they can't avoid everything in life, or if they really have the seeking ability that they need this, you could put rice in there and beans in there, and you could put objects in there, and that's very good for tactile discrimination to find different objects. It's also good for figure ground, where we try to find one object within other objects, and it's good for visual discrimination, where they have to differentiate between the objects there. So these are just a few introductory ideas, and God willing, we'll continue with Talking Sensory. And thank you for joining us.